This is the Roadshow Report for England. Information from DRIL, Disability Research on Independent Living and Learning. The Executive Summary. Disability Research on Independent Living and Learning, or DRIL, is a new 5-year UK-wide programme funded by the Big Lottery. DRIL will work in partnership with disabled people, academics and policymakers to build a better evidence base about approaches that enable people to live independently. DRIL is being delivered by a partnership of Disability Rights UK, Disability Wales, Inclusion Scotland and Disability Action. This report is one of 4 from each nation on initial engagement with people with disabilities. 9 roadshows were held across England to bring together potential stakeholders and give participants a chance to consider the existing research themes. The roadshows resulted in direct engagement with 340 people through online and offline activity. The emerging strongest priorities for England are given here. We are continuing engagement to increase the diversity of involvement, and the England National Advisory Group will meet to discuss this report in March. Our engagement and discussions in the England National Advisory Group, the NAG, also raise key questions about what is the most important legacy for DRIL to leave. DPOs better equipped for research and or mainstream researchers better equipped for co-production with disabled people. The balance between influential, large-scale work and smaller studies. And how to ensure processes and criteria don't advantage larger organisations. Please refer to Appendix 1 for the key points from the NAG. The strongest priorities emerging from our engagement activities are as follows. Starting with influencing public cultures and narratives, potentially including investigating public attitude research, such as trend data, and potentially adding to it, for example, what influences attitudes and behaviours. Evaluating the impact of narratives with disabled people and with intended public audiences, in order to build an evidence base for effectively sharing narratives for greater impact on public discourse and attitudes. Including public narratives relating to independent living and disabled people's participation. And exploring inclusive approaches that resonate to our different identities. This work would link to more specific work on inclusive cultures and environments. Next, what makes an inclusive learning environment, and what are the levers to make it happen? This could include how schools and colleges enable people with different learning styles to learn, and the impact for disabled learners, and what prompts educational bodies to follow legislation and good practice. Next, what makes an inclusive working environment, and what are the levers to make this happen? This could include cultures of openness and effective approaches to creating opportunities for both job entry, such as apprenticeships, and progression. And again, what prompts employers to follow legislation and good practice? Next, what makes an inclusive local community, and what are the levers to make this happen? This could include decision-making and disabled people's role as decision-makers and co-producers of plans and developments, including in the context of privatised services. How far does disabled people's involvement impact on decisions, and how? How spaces and processes are designed to exclude or include people facing different potential barriers? What influences decision-makers? Rural inclusion, and the impact of devolution and localism on disabled people's participation in decision-making. And peer support. When, how, for whom, and in what form is peer support successful? Potentially including learning from sharing stories of the impact of peer support. Peer support in learning environments, getting in and on with employment, local or wider distance communities. The impact on social isolation. And cost-benefit analysis and learning for scaling up impact. Further priorities emerging from the engagement activities include the following. Cross-cutting themes, such as autonomy, enabling autonomy of people at times of transition, for instance going into supported living or when mental capacity is in question. And resilience, What strategies do disabled people use to overcome stigma and discrimination, both external and internalized, and how could these be spread? Then there's social citizenship. New service response. How to equip disabled people with skills to use technology to best effect and get the best blend of technological and human support. The impact of personal budgets with decreasing services. And information. The potential of transparent data to enable disabled people to challenge decisions. Also, economic participation. Improving life chances. Reducing school exclusion and bullying, reducing the number of disabled people who are NEET, and reducing associated reductions in life chances. And civic participation, how disabled people are supported to be and develop as leaders, and addressing multiple fluid identities, can we find solidarities? Participants also noted their concerns about the programme and the challenges that might be faced. The austerity agenda was raised as having a significant and detrimental impact on disabled people. People wanted to ensure that this research would reflect disabled people's priorities and be listened to by policymakers. There was a concern raised that individuals and smaller organisations may be excluded from the programme. It was noted that extra time would be needed to engage with and build capacity of seldom heard groups. These concerns have been raised as points of reflection when designing the structure and processes of the programme. That completes this document.